There's an American poet called John Katie who was at Harvard, and he had a book came out, and he was rated as being one of the most interesting new poets by John Ashby. But I went to a reading of his at Harvard, but then went back to his apartment later, and all the things in the poems, like references to toy soldiers on a ledge and sort of rush floors. It was there in his flat, and I suddenly thought the same things happen here. The orchids are here, the table's here. It's real. It's what that Cocteau says, poets don't want to be praised, they want to be believed. This is from a work in five parts called Five Pieces for Five Photos. And this is the fifth one. Titled Mother and Child in a Restaurant Garden. We smile at the children, absorbed and open in their world, with warm hearts, watch them and their young parents. We're older, our bodies too. Your silken, sagging breasts, my scrawny arms. Yet when we laugh together, are happy in each other's company, touch, embrace, feel that love, then all the tussles fade, moments of anger and estrangement between couples, within families, resentments, lies, and unfading scars disappear like rocks in the mist. Blown pink roses hang on their stems in the garden or hedgerow. Their scent not powerful nor obvious until you put your face in their petals. There are dusty plateaus around Rudina in Herzegovina. Only the hardiest grasses can grow in their near barren soil, fit only for flocks of goats and sheep. The few that live there, most families leave in the winter, unable to bear its hardships. It's the embodiment of the Vukojebinje, a South Slavic law. This Serbo-Croat word translates as the land where wolves fuck. To come from there and make something. Is that a question or an exhortation?